It's a beautiful day in Denver. I'm sitting on my front porch pondering authenticity. Stand by, the flying monkeys are locked and loaded. Authenticity, it's one of those things that I speak a lot about and recommend that people be as authentic as possible in social media, well, and in life in general. But does that mean you share absolutely everything that you're thinking or feeling? No, absolutely not. There's a difference between being real and being inappropriate. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. You've seen the posts. Some people will use Facebook or Twitter to vent an emotional reaction that they're having in the moment. It could be to something in politics, or it could be something in one of their relationships. You know, I've had people that have posted about the fights that they're having with their significant other on Facebook, and it's almost like it's happening in real time and you're watching the train wreck. Look, authenticity is important. Being you and being real is essential, but it doesn't mean that you air all your dirty laundry. In fact, when you're in the midst of some sort of emotional reaction, that's the time to take your pulse and ask yourself, am I reacting emotionally or am I thoughtfully responding? If you're reacting, then it's probably a good time to get up from the keyboard and walk away, take a deep breath, and contact somebody close to you that you trust, that you that you know can handle your strong emotions in the moment, and vent to them about what you're thinking or feeling or what's happening. But don't just put it out there for the whole world to see. That's not wise. Remember, when we react, it's because we're dealing with an emotional feeling. When we respond, it means that we've had time to think and have perspective on what we're doing. Be authentic, but authentically be wise. And in the words of Forrest Gump, that's all I have to say about that. Actually, that sounded more like Bill Clinton than Forrest Gump. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I'm really close to giving myself an explicit rating on this podcast, aren't I? Anyway, thanks for listening to The Flying Monkey Show. Love your call-ins, so please do, using the Anchor app, do a call-in and let me know your thoughts. And if there's anything in particular you'd like me to talk about, feel free to ask questions. Have an awesome day and do good stuff.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.